All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So today's, we're still in the first chapter of Chovas HaTamidim. So we left off actually on page Lamed in the middle of the paragraph. But let's actually start at page Lamed Aleph. So if you remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea over here in this chapter titled Kriya Ala Talmud. So the entire essence over here is trying to remind the students ultimately of the incredible potential that he or she possesses. A recognition that within every single person is this incredible sapling of potential that is yearning to come out, that is yearning to be cultivated. So the last theme we were talking about was sometimes when we hear these drushes or these ideas or these concepts about cultivating your personal greatness, we often assume that it's speaking to someone else. After all, I'm an ordinary person, the son of an ordinary person, the grandson of an ordinary person. So ordinariness runs through my veins. So remember again, the Piagetista said so beautifully, don't forget who your ancestors are. Even if your father was simple, ordinary, your grandfather was simple and ordinary, you're a grandson of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David, the Nevi'im, Tanoim, Amoraim, and therefore again, that should make you recognize the incredible personal greatness that you possess. Lo Sha'anu, top of Lamed Aleph. Lo Sha'anu Omrim, She'in Bazeh, She'in Chiluk Ben Aksharas Nar V'Nar. Rak She'in Anu Yicholim Lahachlit V'Nyani Hakshar V'Loma Meirosh, Ma Yiyye Mishpat Hanar Kishi Yigdal. So the Piyashasna says, don't think that we're saying over here that there's not a distinction between people. In other words, every single person has their own unique potential. And that potential varies from individual to individual. So, interestingly enough, there could be a child who presents as, or a person, we don't say child, a person who presents as ordinary, as simple, as regular, but yet, again, that person could develop into a gadol. That person could develop into something incredibly amazing and great. And people, ultimately, again, who knew him when he was younger, and when we say younger, younger is a relative term, are shocked as to what he becomes, because ultimately, again, they know him as a regular, ordinary individual, and yet see his incredible development of his personal potential to become something magnificently amazing. Ulahepech, kama neshamos gidolos shayu ruuyos lahayres eini Yisrael. Nevdu ayideshes rashlu b'avodasa minorem. But the converse is also true. So on one hand, there are many people who look ordinary, who develop into something extraordinary, and there are many people who have the ability to become extraordinary, but simply spend their lives remaining ordinary. V'gam ata ben yakir imkis rashul samtis rasho ves kishranosecha sheratzurim b'cha. So the Piyajetna says, and you, young son, my precious son, if you choose not to actualize your potential, and you choose not to actualize your abilities, so ultimately again, it will be lost. Lo nar bilvat shichasa, rak efshar ga'on yisrael v'tzadik b'madrega, chas v'shalom ibarta. Says the Piyajetna, when you fail to actualize your potential in life, it's not just yourself that you're hurting, but it's you're potentially depriving Klal Yisrael of someone and something great. Not only have you harmed yourself, but you may have potentially gone ahead and literally negatively impacted all of Klal Yisrael.
Siptu
Olam li barasti v'lishkam b'zocha kivisi, gedol yisra v'avada yatzadikim shechinasi bo yamshichu v'ezkav l'shmi b'zocha yakdishu v'ez divari l'kulam yashmiu ula avodas yes kulam yisaglu v'yishabdu v'hinei ba elam azaz. So if you skip a little bit to the next paragraph, what the Piaget says is something amazing. He says, when a person, we don't think about this often, that when I fail to actualize my potential, I'm not only harming myself, but each of us plays a role, not just in our personal lives, but each of us is a cog in the wheel of Klal Yisrael. And if I don't do my job in my own personal self-actualization and my own personal self-cultivation, not only am I hurting and harming myself, but I'm hurting and harming the Klal. The Klal could have benefited from my greatness. My family could have benefited from my greatness. My community, my people, mankind. And so when I fail to cultivate my potential, not only am I, of course, negatively impacting me, but I'm also negatively impacting my Klal. I'm depriving Klal Yisrael of all of the potential, all of the power, all of the treasures that I could potentially bring to the table. Last paragraph, page Lamed Aleph. Na'arei u'bachurei Yisrael. Ol gadol huta atz avreichem. So the Piagetzna says, so na'arei u'bachurei Yisrael. So those, we're na'arim, right? We're all na'arim, right? So young men of Klal Yisrael, young people of Klal Yisrael, there is a great ol. There is a great yoke which rests upon your neck. Achrayis gidola, gidola v'rabah harbe min daitchem v'yidioschem aleichem. There is a great achrayis. There is a great responsibility which rests upon your neck, Na'ari Yisrael. Es kol beis Yisrael tzvichim atem lahamid. Let's say this is actually a very overwhelming statement. We are all responsible for upholding Klal Yisrael. Chasidav v'tzadikav ko'onav v'chacham mitzem lahotzi. We are responsible, I will say, to produce the next generation of chasidim, tzadikim, geonim, chachamim, afiskalu shchinaso uzo, this karvus bias mashicho biyadchem etar. Not only that, we're also responsible, I will say, for what? For bringing the Mashiach. So we'll see what's happening over here. So it says the Piagetzna, there is a lot that rests on our shoulders. We have to actualize our potential. We have to better our people. We have to produce from ourselves the future chasidim, tzadikim, geonim, chachamim, and we have to bring Mashiach. And I will say, it's only Monday morning, right? These are all the responsibilities the Piagetzna says that we bear each. And so I will say, we got to get it together. That's the Piagetzna is really saying. We just have to get it together, because at the end of the day, the responsibility for what unfolds in this world. See, we often think that our responsibility is limited to what unfolds in our lives. And that's demanding and overwhelming enough. That I have to get myself together, that I have to be the best me, that in and of itself is overwhelming. That in and of itself is dramatically amazing. Says the Piagetzna, by the way, that's not it. That's not all. Yes, I'm responsible for what unfolds in my life, and I'm responsible for what unfolds in my Klal, and in my community, and in my people. And I have to make sure that Klal Yisrael has tzadikim, chasidim, geonim, chachamim. How do I ensure that? By becoming those people. Not only that, I have responsibility to be Mashiach, not just to sing about it, not just to think about it, not just to yearn for it, but to try to actively advance that messianic agenda. He goes on, Im tirtu chas shalom, merakev bagalus. This is amazing, says the Piagetzna. Do you want Klal Yisrael to continue to, this lashon is very strong here, to rot in galus? Is that what you want? In roa lo navi v'choze. You know, there's no navi right now. There's no one else to fix this but us. Oh ha'im gam yishar be'inechem she'baudena b'galus chas v'shalom. Od yoser nered va'ad sha'ol nipo u'bechem dar haba. So I'll say, and even if, okay, maybe Mashiach's not going to come immediately, chas v'shalom. We're going to be in galus for a little while. We have a choice when in galus, to maximize this galus and to make it something beautiful, to make it something special, to make it something holy. Or again, we could suffer a downward spiral. Ubacham dor haba, turn the page. Page on the base. Gam gong, gam tzadik hom beparis, the galus is kedusha salokinu. Chas v'shalom lo yim, matzei ha'al kol ili yisapik Hashem. So it says the Piagetzna something amazing, which I spoke about a little bit this Shabbos. V'efshar, so we'll say this, by the way, is a dramatic idea. Because what the Piagetzna is saying is that failure to actualize potential, Rabbosai, does not only represent personal failure, but the repercussions and the ripple effects are felt by those around us and even those far from us. The idea ultimately is that when we live up to our potential, everyone benefits. And when I say everyone, it literally means everyone. So conversely, when we fail to actualize our potential, unfortunately, it's a detriment to everyone as well. So look how the chapter ends. The Efshar kol echad mikemach haver yismach v'yomer. So we'll say, so it could be that when learning this, each of us will rely on our friend. And what will we say? Gidoli Yisrael mishara bachurim zulasi yitzmachur. The truth is, there'll always be gidolim, right? The gidolim, it's not going to come from me, right? I'm not gadol material. My friend, that guy over there, right? Or the guy down the block, or the guy a few blocks away, that's going to be the guy who's going to be the future of the gidolim of Klal Yisrael. V'ani esrashal ve'esasel. So ultimately, again, in me, I'm just kind of going to do my thing, right? I'll do a little bit here, I'll do a little bit there, but at the end of the day, the future continuity of Klal Yisrael does not rest on my shoulders. That rests on other people's shoulders. That's other people's responsibility. So that's the Piagetzna. Va'avalim Yisrashal, gam chaverecha kamochi Yisrashlu, ve'gam alecha Yismuchu, v'Torah mat he'alecha. The great secret is, you know, we spoke on this on Shabbos a little bit, when anything is done by committee, or when anything is done by a large group, so what happens? What happens? Yenem, right? Someone else will get it together, right? It's okay, meaning the responsibility is not me. There's always someone else. There's always someone else. So if I think it's someone else, my friend thinks it's someone else, everyone else is looking for the future of Klal Yisrael, for the Gidolim of Klal Yisrael, the Chacham, the Tzadikim, the Gaonim, the Chassidim. Not me, it's my friend. And my friend's going to say, not me, someone else. And everyone says, not me, says the Rebbe. See, he says, Amis Torah, Mateala. Amis Sol Gai Kadosh, Mayehe Alav. Hashchina Kedosha, Mateala. Both say, if everyone punts, if everyone deflects, if everyone assumes that someone else is doing the heavy lifting, then what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael? Then what's going to happen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then what's going to happen to Torah? He says, Na'ar u'bachar Yisrael, lo mitorah v'doresh es Hashem ki gadol ki katan, al kol echad mikem achov muta lagalos mikirbo es nishmas Yisrael, v'lasos es atzmo lo merabosai. Each of us has an incredible potential to actualize and maximize our potential, to become something great in this world, to become not just another guy, but to become an Amud, to become a pillar of Klal Yisrael, Asher Beis Yisrael Yishayin Alav, a pillar upon which Klal Yisrael can rest. Ein bochem af echad asher yuchal lifter es atzmo min achrayes azos. Shabbos say, it's a very dramatic statement. And there is no one amongst us who has the ability to exempt ourselves of this incredible achrayes. The achrayes of becoming a pillar of Klal Yisrael. The achrayes of becoming a gaon, a tzaddik, a chassid, a chacham, each of us in our own way. Each of us bringing our light. Each of us sustaining Klal Yisrael. Each of us becoming a pillar. But we'll stop over here. Me'eretz Hashem, tomorrow we pick up with the second perek, and we begin ultimately, we're trying to figure out, how do we do that? Now we know what the charge is. Now we know what the mandate is. Now we know what the obligation is. Right? That's the easy part. Now it becomes the hard work of trying to figure out how to make it happen. Shkach.